In this installment of Wyoming Stories, Stephanie Breitner interviews her neighbor, Noel Richardson, both residents of Jelm. Richardson worked for the Forest Service in 1957, spraying trees for beetle kill around Cody and Yellowstone. He remembers a chef that cooked for the camp. The chef named Phonograph Jones was in his 80s then and had also cooked for Buffalo Bill Cody and Prince Albert, the first on his trip to Wyoming 100 years ago. His great-grandson, Prince Albert II, is in Wyoming this week.
They had a couple of lady cooks, and we drove them off. There were all these rowdy young 18, 19-year-old kids. So they hired another cook, and I've seen his name in print since then. His name was Phonograph Jones. He was in his 80s, and he had cooked for Buffalo Bill and the Prince of Monaco when Buffalo Bill took him cooking or hunting on Pahaska and some areas like that back more in maybe in the 1910s, in that first decade of the 20th century, I suppose. And old Phonograph was probably in his 80s then. He was a little bald-headed guy, bow-legged, ex-cowboy. Good cook. He could really cook. And they kind of told us, if you run off this cook, we're going to get a new crew and keep the cook. But it was no tense. Phonograph had a meat cleaver. And when he told you you were doing dishes, it was best not to argue. He's a pretty tough old bird. He was an awfully good cook.
What'd he cook? Do you remember? What was your
favorite? Yeah, I cook a lot of stuff. He made an applesauce cake that was to die for, and it was steak and potatoes and everything. But we actually had a day off. It was a holiday, but we didn't go to town. We were so far out. And he did a whole turkey dinner. And just turkey, stuffing, dressings. He had a big tent with a couple of big wood-burning ranges. And a cherry pie for dessert was my favorite. And he cut those big cherry pies in 4 pieces. And I ate one of those.
God.
And then I mistakenly made a comment that I believe I could eat a whole pie. And so when the bets were all in, it was like over $20, which at that time was like 2 days' wages or something like that. I don't know. So I did it.
You ate the whole pie?
Mm-hmm. After the perky dinner. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I wasn't allowed to, upchuck. So I had to kind of very carefully get to my bunk and lay down for quite a while. Didn't eat cherry pie for quite a while after that.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did do that, yes, absolutely. Yeah, Phonograph was the case. I saw in a Wyoming Wildlife, there was an article talking about some people cowboying or something up in that country or hunting. I don't remember. And he referenced one of the cowboys was Phonograph Jones. And that was his name. And the Phonograph had to do with an old phonograph or something that he had or something like that. But, he was just a regular cowboy wrangler type of guy at that point. And he had an enamel coffee pot on the stove like this. And he just sat there in that wood-burning heat stove in that tent, which he kept pretty hot. And it just stayed there. And then he'd just add grounds and add water. And he wouldn't empty it out about once a week. And you better not say anything about the coffee. I'm not kidding. One guy, and I don't remember what he said, but he said something about the food. And it wasn't complimentary. And that old meat cleaver hit that table, big old wooden picnic table right beside him. And he said, I want to put you on dishes tonight. And not a word, boy. I don't think he had any fear at all.
Meat cleaver, like,
he hit the table.
Down,
he hit
so
the table. Whack.
Oh, my gosh.
On the end of the wooden table. And that's a for sure that happened.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was pretty funny if you were about a half a table away. If you were too close, it was time to be really quiet. Yeah, nobody laughed much, I don't think.
That was Stephanie Reitner interviewing Noel Richardson.